Okay, welcome back to another episode. So I actually did record like a few minutes prior to this, but I deleted it. This is becoming a regular for me now. Like, I don't know. This is the downfall. Like, I feel like I've said it before, but I say that's jokes, but I'm like genuinely serious. This is literally the downfall. This is literally the downfall of this fucking podcast, bro. Like, episodes I'm doing as well. Like, I am just deleting episodes. Like, who knows when this... I had a full episode recording, and then I deleted it. And then with the problem with the episode that I feel like... Okay. So, I listened back to what I recorded, and I tested the technique of audio... of perfect audio quality, and that is... using a mic with speaking louder and more clearer, because whenever I have a mic, I tend to speak in my normal tone, because I'm like, hey, the mic is there for a reason, I don't have to speak as loud. But I listened back and I was like, okay, cool, see, I like this. Okay. Anyways, back to what I was saying. This is the downfall of this podcast, because my past two episodes, the one is like if oral is butt, wait, if anal is butt, oral is ... And I thought that episode would have done so well. And then the other episode, I can't remember what my previous episode. Oh, guys can't say make me. But that one is still like recent, so it still has time to do well. I don't know. What the fuck do you want from me? Like, it's discouraging. Okay, the reason why the previous episode I literally deleted was because it was like a ramble. I was talking about like 10 different stuff in one episode. Like, I just would talk about one thing, and then I talk about another thing, and I talk about another thing. And like, I just spoke about a lot of different stuff. Like, even that thing where I do like timestamps at the bottom, because you know, I do timestamps in the description in case you're wondering. So, like, you can always check the timestamps for something or something, like, you know, in case it's interesting or whatever. But basically, I couldn't even I just spoke about like so many different stuff that the timestamps would just be too long, and I just like, it was just too many rambles. Like, I was talking about like a lot of different stuff, and it was a disaster. I deleted the episode. Anyways, so it's bad. Episodes are performing badly, and I'm deleting episodes. This is great,
man. This is fucking fantastic.
So initially what I wanted this episode to be was, so on the 5th of December, I recorded this episode where it was like my crazy and weird story. I think it was like my crazy and weird school story, something like that. Like, 2 years, the 5th of December in 2020, like 2 years ago, I recorded like my crazy and weird school stories. And I just told like a bunch of school stories. And like, I wanted to do a video. I wanted to do an episode just like that where I do like my crazy school stories. But then I was like, bro, I literally did an episode like exactly like this. When I came up with the idea, I didn't remember that I had already recorded an episode like that. And then I thought about it, and I was like, wait, I fucking did it. Like, I literally did. And then I decided to listen back to the episode I made 2 years ago, just to like hear like what I said, like how the episode was. I've never done that before, so this is like the first time in history where I listened back. I didn't listen to the full episode, so it doesn't really count, because I like, in the beginning I listened, but then I skipped. And I just in it. I didn't even finish listening. I didn't even hear what my outro sounded like. But I listened back to it just to hear like what I told, like what stories I told, like yada yada. And then I was like, I don't know if I can do that, because now, like, I was gonna, like, this episode that you're listening to now was gonna be my crazy school stories. But then I was like, I literally have an episode exactly like that. And I also have the. That story is like my teacher read my six stories, my six messages. What? My teacher read my six mistakes. That was also a school story. Like, it happened at school. And I always tell school stories because I still go to school. And the reason for that is because my, what's the word? My audience something. I can't remember the word, but basically, the last time I checked, most of you are 18 plus. And I remember the last time I checked, I was talking about it, and I'm like, that's good, because the things I talk about aren't for kids under the age of 18, even though I'm under the age of 18.
What the fuck, bro? What the fuck?
But basically, I mean, because that means most of you are, like, out of school, so it's nice for you to listen to stories from school when you can't personally have these stories anymore because you don't go to school anymore. If that makes sense. Okay, like, let's say I'm a doctor. You know, and you're not a doctor, so it'll be nice to listen to doctor stories and stories about doctors or regarding doctors, because you personally can't experience these because you're not a fucking doctor. Or like, if I were to tell let's say I was a teacher and I wanted to tell like teacher stories, stories that I've experienced as a teacher, it would be nice because you personally couldn't experience these stories. But then I was like, I've already done a story like this, and I'm probably in the future going to tell more stories, because that school that I fucking go to is insane. Like, it's insane. Then I was like, because I want to tell, like, stories, but I want to categorize it, you know? Like, so if I'm going to tell school stories, all the stories are going to be about school. If I'm going to tell, like, fucking, I don't know, like, soccer stories, all the stories are going to be about soccer. So I want to, like, categorize the stories. And then I was like, what's the best story to tell? Like, what's the best category of story to tell? And then I was like, South African stories. Like, wait, my fucking, what's his name? Marco fell. Okay, so whatever. Because I have a whiteboard of stuff to talk about. That's the reason why. Oh, this episode is not going to be those stories. This is so chaotic. Fuck, this is the... This intro could have literally been the intro for the previous episode. But, I mean, fuck, not previous, the next episode. Oh, okay, so, the thing is, I wanted my next episode, like, aka this episode that I'm recording, to be those stories that I was going to tell. But then, I, like, had, like, a bunch of different stuff to talk about. Like, I had one thing to talk about, and another. Next thing, I have 10 different things I want to talk about. So, I was like, if this episode is called My South African Stories, then majority of the episode has to be me telling stories and not me talking about, like, other stuff. Because then I was like, I could talk about these things at the beginning of the episode, and then I talk about my other stories. But then these things, it's just so much, and I might go, like, too into detail. And, oh, I also have this blowjob story I want to talk about, this leaked video. So,
stay tuned! Ah.
But anyways... Like, so much, like, just came to mind to talk about. And I was like, okay, I don't think I can squeeze the stories, like, into this episode. So, heads up, my next episode is going to be my crazy South African stories. Because, like, I feel like it'll be nice for you guys who aren't, you know, South African. Because I am South African, like, I grew up in South Africa. So, I feel like it'll be nice for people who aren't in South Africa to hear these stories. Like, if... Like, an American was, like, my American stories. It'll be like, oh, shit. Because, you know, like, I'm not in America to relate. Okay. My voice sounds like I'm sick, but I'm not. But, anyways, that's going to be my... why am I talking like this? That's going to be my next episode. Stay tuned and stick around, I guess. Yeah. That's a little heads up for you. So, there was this TikTok that I saw. Where it was like, she was just basically like saying her opinions, right? And it was like, orange juice over this, nights over this, like this over that, this that. And I agreed with some, but then there was some that I didn't agree with, and I was like, nah. And then it was basically like this or that, you know, and she just did this or that. I should Google this or that and do my own. Just for interest's sake, even though you probably don't care. But I, like, did this and I sent it. And not, like, sent it, but I posted on my story and I sent it to my friend. And obviously, she agreed with some, she disagreed with some, and it was like not like an argument, but it was a little debate type of thing. And I just wanted to share that with you. So, wait, I can literally, okay, wait, let me Google this or that questions and then see what pops up, because I already have mine, the ones that I, the same ones I post on my story, and the same one that I sent to my friends and we debated over. So, I wanted to say those exact ones, but then I was like, you know what? Let me Google some this or that questions, and then we can go through that also. Hold on. So I Googled some this or that questions, and like a lot popped up, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to do this because I already have my own questions, the same ones that I use." So we're just gonna like I have one, like from Google. It's like only 10. So we're just gonna quickly go through this because it's just too much. I don't want to go through the Google one. It's so lame. But anyways, sweet or savory? I would rather take. You can all. Oh wait, fuck! I didn't even like have an intro to this. Yo, welcome back! Welcome back! Welcome back! In today's episode, so. You guys can also play at home, and you can also like participate with this. Bring a friend along. Tag your grandmas. Yada yada. Let your pets listen to this. And you can also participate in this if you want. Those fucking YouTubers. That's literally what they do. Okay. Anyways, first question. First question. Oh, sweet or savory? Contestant number one. So, am I doing? Okay. So, as contestant number one, I would like. I would prefer. Please cut that out. Let me act like I'm fucking acting. Please cut that out. I personally would pick sweet. Okay, wait. I would. Okay, fuck. This is a difficult one. I didn't even think about this. Oh, it's about food. Fuck. I would honestly rather take sweets, I guess. Thank you. Next question. Okay, next question. Next question. Breakfast or dinner? Next contestant. Okay, this is fucking annoying. Fuck this. Breakfast or dinner? Dinner. I like night, bro. Like, I fucking love night so much. I love night. And I don't really like breakfast. I mean, okay. Next question, next question. Appetizer or dessert? Dessert all the way. I don't really like drinks that much. Like, I like drinks, but it's like, for instance, like, I can really just, like, have one drink. Or if, like, at the most two. But I can have, like three or four different desserts. If that makes any sense. Pancakes or waffles? Pancakes, pizza, or calzone, whatever the fuck that is. Pizza. Pizza is one of my favorite foods, if you don't know. Pasta or ramen? Oh, damn, this is hard. Because, like I just said, pizza is one of my favorite foods. AKA, wait. Yeah, AKA pasta. Wait. Fuck. Wait. Isn't ramen pasta? Motherfucker, it literally is. Yeah, I'm gonna Google this. Hold up. Bro. I swear to God, ramen is literally pasta. Isn't pasta like fucking macaroni and cheese, like noodles, ramen? Doesn't pizza even like fall under fucking pasta? Okay, wait, no, it probably doesn't. Well, I'm Googling this. This is chaotic. I swear to God, ramen is literally pasta. Hold up. Is ramen? Why does it vibrate when I fucking type? Is ramen pasta? I should have said categorized as pasta. Ramen noodles are definitely not pasta because they're not made of durum wheat. They have a Since when did ramen not become pasta? Like, what? Now I fucking sound like an idiot because I was like, "Yo, I'm pretty sure ramen is pasta." Bro, what? Since when did ramen not become pasta? This is dumb as hell, bro. What the? Like, what? Anyways, I really don't care. But let's move on to my questions because these Google questions are a scam. So, the questions I post on my story, and not the questions, I would just said like this over there, and I posted on my story, and I sent it to my friend. The first one, apple over orange. And I'm talking about the juice. Even like the fruits. Okay, wait. Yeah, apple over orange. Green apples over orange. And I was talking about the juice. Apple juice over orange juice because
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, the mic got into my mouth. What the fuck? Night over day, because like I've said before, I prefer night. History over geography, bro. Okay, so at school, the first we have 4 months. I don't know what you call it, semesters, whatever floats your boat. But the first two we take history, and then the last two we take geography. Same for what's the subject? Consumers, right? Is it consumers? I'm pretty sure it's consumers. The first two we take, the first two terms we take on consumers, and then the next two terms we take in art. So, I've been doing well in history, I'm not gonna lie. My history teacher too is also phenomenal, but I've been doing well in history. Even though like sometimes I don't like it because the teacher just goes on and on and on and on. And that shit's so annoying. I would prefer history over geography. Geography, like, bro, what the fucking, what's the thing? Like, it's dumb. Even though like I've never really like, I mean, history is also kind of dumb to me because we're learning about the past, aka things like you can't change. Like, why are we studying things that happened? Like, there's literally no point at all. How is it even gonna help? Like, obviously, like general knowledge is good, but here I am fucking learning about like, I don't know, Einstein. Okay, this is a controversial one because I know all of you are peer pressured into this, but light mode over dark mode. I don't want to hear you talk. If you pick dark mode over light mode, you're probably peer pressured into that answer. But then again, like, I don't have my phone's brightness all the way up. So that's probably why. Because I feel like people prefer dark mode because it's, like, darker. And it's not, like, too bright and doesn't hurt your eyes. Especially, like, if you're in a dark room. But I literally, always, like, even right now, my phone is, like, always, like, at the, like, the. It's the brightness is always at the bottom, and sometimes that's not even enough. And I had to turn on this thing called eye comfort, like eye comfort, so it like changes the dimness. I can't explain it that much, but like it basically like gives my screen like a like a like a like a fuck off. Just Google it if you want. I don't care. So that's my take on that. Fruits over vegetables. Oh, for sure. Gold over silver, and I'm talking about like jewelry or like piercing. Okay, not piercing, jewelry. And then English over maths. Anything over maths. Argue with the wall, motherfuckers. Okay. What the fuck was that? That's all. That's all the questions. That's it. That's it. So, it is Tuesday, aka the day that the maid comes. And usually Tuesday used to be like, I fucking hate Tuesday. Like, whenever I would whoa, whenever I would remember that it's Tuesday, it would just crush me like a fucking bulldozer. Like it would just crush me. And whenever I would wake up, and I would come out of my room, and I would hear the cleaning supplies, I was like, "Fuck, it's Tuesday." And whenever it would be Monday night, and I'm like, "No." Tomorrow is Tuesday. Whenever I would just be chilling downstairs and then I hear it's Tuesday. And you're probably like, okay, why do you hate Tuesday? The fucking maid, bro. I fucking hate this lady. It's Tuesday. But we have a new maid. And I've never been happier. Like she's so much cooler. But she's not coming today because my mom isn't here. And she doesn't come when the maids just in general, unless it's like a trustworthy maid, because like I said, we got a new maid, so like we don't know her that much. But especially when you get a new maid, like if her mom isn't gonna be at home, they're not coming to the house. So that's great. But anyways, we got a new maid. I've never been happier. And I remember in a previous episode I was saying that I was gonna speak about why I don't like the maid, but I never got to it. And I'm finally ready to tell you why. I've never been happier. Like, I've never felt uncomfortable around a maid. But I have with this one. I can't keep calling her the old maid and the new maid. Like, I need to come up with a name. And her new name is gonna be. Let me even write this down so I don't forget. What the fuck? My phone. Bro, my phone literally just fell from the fucking top of the cupboard to the floor. I don't know if you even heard that. Okay, everything's fine. The new maid's name is going to be. Let's think of this. Let's call her. No, wait, not the new maid, the old one. Because I'm gonna be telling you why I don't like the old one. So the old maid is gonna be called
Jojo.
I don't even know how or why I picked Jojo, but it's gonna be called Jojo. And then the new maid, let's see, let's call the new maid. Like, what's a name that I like? I'm not saying that I don't like the name Jojo. Like, I don't know why I picked the name Jojo, but the new maid's gonna be Liv. I love the name Liv. It's so cute. And there's this girl that I know whose name is Liv, and she's like one of the most beautiful girls I know. So that's that. Jojo. Why can't you just be like Jojo C1? Okay, that I wanted to make a joke, but it's not turning out right. Okay, but anyways, I just wanna just tell you why I don't like Jojo, the old maid. Like, she's just too comfortable, you know? Like, I feel like when anyone is too comfortable, they start, okay, not with anyone, but once people start to get comfortable, they may sometimes say things that aren't necessarily like it's rude, but they feel like they're comfortable enough to say it with you, like to joke around like that with you. And this can lead to friends, teachers, anyone. Like, oh shit, that's true. It literally happened to me with this teacher. She didn't say anything rude, but I mean, what the fuck? Okay, so I don't. At one of my soccer matches, okay, do I even want to talk about this? Well, my teacher made this comment, and okay, you know what? Fuck it, never mind. Never mind. But anyways, yeah, sometimes when people like get comfortable with you, they feel like they can say things that may come off as rude or like, you know, maybe like inappropriate, but because they feel comfortable enough with you, they feel like they can let it slide under a joke. And that's basically the whole problem with Jojo. Jojo has said like a lot of stuff that you shouldn't let slide, but I don't know. I feel like she thinks she, like we're on like enough terms for her to like we're on the right terms for her to say certain stuff. And it's just like know your place, bro. Like what the fuck? You literally like I don't want to say you're a maid. Like what do you know? This like I don't care who you are. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Like bro, you could be like you could do anything. Like I don't. I'm not saying that because she's a maid. Like I'm undermining her. Like it has nothing to do with her job. It just has to do with like the way she is. Like the fact that her personality shit makes me refer back to her job, but like regardless of like what she did, her job has nothing to do with this. It's just her personality that makes me refer to her job. But anyways, let me fucking tell you what I'm talking about. So Jojo, you know, Jojo has this thing. I don't even know like how we got in these terms because like I personally don't like Jojo. And I don't want, like, I'm not her friend. I don't know if she sees me as one, but I'm not. So, there's multiple incidents that happened with Siwa herself. Siwa herself, you know, Jojo Siwa. It was a joke. Okay. This one in particular, I think I've told it before. I feel like I have. Have I? Okay, imagine I have. I feel like I have, but I don't think I finished it. But anyways, there was this day. I remember this day where I was just like chilling in the living room. This is like a different story. And my brother told me he's going to go fetch the maid from the security gate because, like I said multiple times, I live in an estate and people just can't come. Like, in order to bring someone in, you have to go and fetch them from the fucking gate. So my brother tells me that he's going to go fetch her, and I was like, "Oh mother fuck!" Like it just completely ruined my mood. I'm so sorry. But anyways, I remember when he told me, I was just like, it just ruined my mood. And yeah, that had nothing to do with the story, but just to show you that, yeah, I don't fucking like this girl. But anyways, I'm just chilling upstairs, just living my life, probably like on my phone or something. And then I hear like cleaning supplies. Like I can hear like footsteps up the stairs. And I'm like, it's probably my brother. I'm in the living room and I have my blanket over my head. And yeah, like I'm just chilling. And I hear footsteps coming upstairs. And I'm like, it's literally probably my brother. Like okay, what? My brother and I were the only people in the house. But once the maid came, it was my brother, the maid, and I. You know, just the three of us. So I didn't, this was a different day, like aside the other story I just told. So I didn't know the maid was coming. Like I completely forgot. Oh fuck, it's Tuesday. Like I forgot it's Tuesday, you know? And I hear footsteps coming up and I was like, is this my brother? Like, I just thought it was just my brother and I blew it. Like I didn't think much about it. And then I hear like cleaning supplies. Like I hear like the mop bucket like get dropped. I hear like stuff get dropped and like I'm like, motherfucker. It's the maid. And I was like, what day is it? It's Tuesday. Well, who is it? It's the maid. Like, it just completely was like, oh my God. And I'm just there and it's quiet. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I hear her walking downstairs and I was like, oh. And then I take the blanket over my head and then I see it. The fucking cleaning supplies right there. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Just completely ruined my mood. And then I ran into my room and because I had to be quick. Because like I didn't know like if this lady's like on her way back, so I like ran to my room, and I got my teddy bear and I put my teddy bear in place to where I was and I covered it so she could think the teddy bear was there, because I don't want us to what's the word? I don't want us to interact. That's the word. Like I don't want us to bump into each other. I don't want to talk to her. Like I just want to completely like ignore her. Like I don't want to talk to her. Like I don't like talking to her. I don't like being around her. She makes me feel, the fact that I felt like I had to like literally leave the room just tells you like I don't want to be around her. I don't like being around her. She's judgmental. This is like I just don't want to be around her. So I put the teddy bear there. I cover the teddy bear and I put it like I try to put pillows underneath and it looks like I was there. And I ran back to my room and I just chilled in my room so that she could think the teddy bear was there all along and it wasn't me. And I'm just chilling in my room. It's fine. I hear her coming back upstairs. I close my door. I'm just in my room. And then I hear her calling my voice, right? And not calling my voice where it's like she's shouting like, "Damn!" Like calling my voice like to call me. It's like she's calling my voice like I'm in the same room as her. And I go like I stop what I'm doing to listen. Like okay, let's say I move the mic. Like let's say I wanted to call someone in a different room. I would be like, "Jojo," you know? Like I would call someone loud. Like you can tell. But if I was calling it like. Her voice is like Jojo. Like you can tell that she's not calling. I can't explain it, but she's calling my name. The tone that she's using to call my name tells me that she's not screaming. She's literally calling my name as if I were in the same room as her. Like her tone is like normal. And I was like, what the fuck? And she calls it like one or two times. And then I hear her laughing. And I was like, she opened the blanket and saw the teddy bear. Like I already knew it. And then I opened my door just to like help her theory. And I opened it, I was like laughing. I was obviously fucking fake laughing, but you know. She was laughing for like a minute, bro. What the hell? Like, she was laughing for so long. I was like, literally, it's not that funny. Like, I came out of my room and then she was like with my fucking blanket in hand and the teddy bear right there. And she's laughing. And I was like, like, I'm fake laughing on command. And then she's still laughing, and I'm like, bitch, it's not funny, but like, it's funny, I guess, but it's not like that funny to the point where you're dying, but it's funny, I guess. And I'm like, she's like, she's literally fucking laughing. And then I was like, yeah. And then I go to my room, and I close the door, and it's fine. You know, I'm just gonna wait for her to go downstairs or just. Wait for her to be like to clean like a room upstairs, and then I just walk downstairs so that we don't have to bump into each other. I'm just chilling in my room, and she calls my name, but this time she's like outside my door, and I can tell that she's outside my door. And I think she like asked me like to clean my room or something, and I was like, oh my fucking God, like She came to my, I can't remember like what she said word for word, but she came to my room like, to my room, she was like, oh, this, I can't remember what she said, but she came to my room and she literally rearranged my entire room. She didn't rearrange it, but like, when she moved the bed sideways, she slept in there. Me and her picked the table, we pulled it there, we took my chair. Like, she literally, like, fucking deep, what's the word? Deep cleaned my entire room without my consent. Like, I didn't want this. And it was annoying because I had to be there. And she was like, take this, take the clothes, clean up here, do this, do this. And I'm like, first of all, I mean, regardless, I'm, well, literally paying her 250, 250 to clean. So, first of all, if she's, regardless of if she was supposed to clean my room or not, I'm not supposed to be helping. And obviously, like, yeah, I can help, but not, I'm literally cleaning my room. So, if she was supposed to clean my room, I'm cleaning my room myself. Like, basically, she's just there. Like, I'm cleaning, she was doing my window because that's what she was supposed to do. She wasn't supposed to clean my room, but like I was saying, like, even if she was supposed to, I did like half of the work. Like, I literally did everything. She just was there. And if she wasn't supposed to clean my room, I. Fuck. But regardless, she was done. And I found out that she was only supposed to clean my room because my brother comes to my room and he's like, so the maid is coming to your room to clean the windows. And I'm like, she already did. And I was like, this motherfucker was just supposed to clean my room. I mean, supposed to clean my windows. She didn't have to do what she did. It's one thing to clean a room. But I don't think you understand what it means when you deep clean a room. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, chairs are getting pushed outside. Tables are being moved this way. Beds are being, like, the whole move, the whole room was like moved. And it was so annoying because it's like, this is my room. This is my room. You can't just come into my room, my territory, and just do as you please. But then it was fine. She finally, I remember when she was like sweeping out, I was just like, thank the Lord himself. Like, she was sweeping to like sweep out my room. And then when she was outside, I was like, amen. Like, amen. And then because she was outside, I didn't want to close the door because it's gonna look like I'm closing the door in her face. So I like closed the door, but not like it's like closed and shut, but I closed it a little bit. There's still like a gap. And then I go in my room and I'm just chilling on my bed. It's fine. She calls me again. Bro, at this point, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, what do you want from me? Like, literally, what do you want from me? Because if you're trying to annoy me, you've already done that. If you want us to talk, you've already done that. If you want to be in my room, you've already been in here. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck do you want again? And she's like, take this thought. This is not how she sounds. And she didn't say it in this tone. Obviously, I'm just like trying to, you know, I'm trying to do it for entertainment purposes. But she's like, take this look and clean the table. And I'm like, what? Okay. And it's like, yeah, clean the table. That is not how she sounds. And remember, like, I don't remember like what she said word for word, but I'm trying to like recreate my own version of it. But that's not what she said. She didn't sound like that, yada yada. But she's like, yeah, clean the table. And I took it. This is like this thing that we bought for like woods, like to clean wood objects, like a wooded table. You'd use this like thing to clean it. And I'm cleaning it. And I'm like, I cleaned it for like a minute or two. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, bro, I'm sure. She's like, you sure? And I'm like, you're fucking testing me. Like, you're fucking. You're fucking testing me, motherfucker. This is, you're fucking testing me. Like, the first time she was like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm, what the fuck? Like, I've been doing this for 2 minutes. I'm pretty sure I cleaned my room how I want. Like, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, yeah, I am. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, bro, you asked me this before, and I'm like, yeah, I am. And she asked me again. I'm like, I still am sure. Like, she's just, like I said, like, she's too fucking comfortable. Like, okay, I get it. Like, I get it. And she was like, I think she was just thinking it because she's like, bro, if someone asked you, it's like if you pass on a test, right, and you bring it home, And you passed, you did well. And your mom's like, did you cheat? And you're like, no, I didn't. And she's like, are you sure you didn't cheat? And it's like, bro, like, can you calm down? That's kind of like how I got when she was like busy asking me, like, are you sure clean this? Like, this type of thing was like, calm down. Are you trying to call me dumb? Are you trying to call me lazy? Like, I can do this on my own. Like, you don't have to monitor. Like, it just, that's kind of how I took it. That was that. And then I remember I went downstairs because she's cleaning upstairs, and I went downstairs to the study room so that I could just chill in there, stay away from this lady. And it's all fine. I've been there for like a couple of minutes. She comes downstairs. Not only downstairs to the room I'm in. And I can't remember if she was vacuuming something, like the carpet, or if she was like cleaning somewhere. But she comes in and I was like, oh my God. Like, literally, what the hell, bro? I'm upstairs, I go, she follows upstairs. I'm downstairs, she follows upstairs. Like, what do you want from me? To fucking jump on the roof, bro. And I was like, oh my God. And she's like, go clean or something. No, not clean. What's the word? She's like, go cook or something. And I'm like, bro. She didn't say in that zone again. But she was like, going clean. I mean, why do I keep saying clean? She's like, go cook something or go cook or something. And I'm like, hey, okay. Like, for those who don't know what just happened, this is the term, you know, this is where the term I like to use, sexist, gets involved. Or another word, stereotypical, gets involved. Or another word, judgmental, gets involved. You know, whichever floats your boat. Because I'm a girl, I'm supposed to cook. In her eyes. Like, because I'm supposed, like, okay. Because the thing is, the food was already cooked. We literally just had to go and fucking dish up our food. And my brother was dishing up his food because he wanted to eat it at that time. I think it was like 12 or 1. I don't know. Like, I just wasn't hungry. Sorry, I wasn't hungry. And I think because she saw my brother in the kitchen, she felt like, oh, my brother's cooking or doing something in the kitchen. Like, the male is in the kitchen, the female isn't. And it's like, first of all, the food is already cooked. Second of all, if I'm not hungry, I'm not gonna fucking eat. Third of all, my brother's literally hungry, so like, I don't get what the point is. Fourth of all, am I supposed to dish up my 18-year-old brother's food? Like, I'm 14, he's 18. Like, I don't get what your point is. And I was like, okay. And I literally like just left. Like, even if she didn't say anything, I would have left. Like, even if she wasn't cleaning, I would have left. Like, I just don't want to be in there. I don't know if she is being sexist, if it's stereotypical, if it's judgmental, like what the right term is, if it's all three. But I left. And I went, I think I like ate or something. I can't remember what I did. Yeah, I think I left. I did eat. I can't remember what I did. But I think I did eat. And the reason why my brother was eating so early was because he had to walk the maid out. Like I said, if you want to bring someone in or take them out, you need to follow them and use your fingerprint. But and then from when he like took her, he was gonna go to the mall, so that's why he was eating early, because he wanted to go out to the mall. I didn't, so there was no need for me to eat early, and I wasn't hungry on top of that. But yeah, that was that. And you're probably thinking, like, okay, like, yeah, she may have like pissed you off once or twice, but that doesn't give you a reason to hate her, motherfucker. Who said I was done? Y'all think this lady is like the sweetest lady, bro? I have another story. I think that's like her last. This was the like her last week of the week before the last time she came. But I have another story about this maid, fucking JoJo, bro, fucking JoJo. So, I'm in my room chilling, like, you know, as a teenager who, you know, I don't want to say like suffers from. But, you know, from time to time I have anxiety, and, you know, sometimes like I just want to be alone. And, you know, it's just kind of like how I feel. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with me. That's just how I feel from time to time. You know, I'm like sleeping till like, I think like 10 o'clock. Like, I'm still in my room by 10 o'clock. And then I come out and I wake up. Like, bro, I, like, these are one of the reasons why I just don't like leaving my room. Like, there's like hundreds and thousands of different stories, like not even just with the maid, like with like my family, like siblings, mother. Like, I just don't want to leave my room for these exact reasons and like hundreds more. But like, this is why I just want to stay in my room and just be with myself. But anyways, it's like by 10 by now, and I'm still in my room, and I'm like, okay, like I need to get out eventually. And the maid came, like I heard the maid, like I heard them talking about, like I think it was like either 10 or 9, but I think it was like 9. But anyways, like I was awake. I wake up like pretty early. I just stay in bed for a long time, and then maybe sometimes I even fall asleep, and then I wake up late. But I was in bed to like either 9 or 10, and by the time I came out, I was like, okay, the maid. Okay, so when the maid comes, she first starts with washing the clothes, like all the dirty clothes. She washed that first thing, so that she the clothes can dry, and then she can still iron the clothes. But if she washed the clothes late, by the time the clothes are like dried, she would have been gone. Okay, like let's say the clothes take like 5 hours to dry. If she leaves like around like 1 or 2, like kind of like 1, I think. So if the clothes take like 5 hours to dry and she's like washing at 12, by the time it dries, she would have been gone. So that's why when she comes like first thing, she washes it so that by the time they dry, she's still here and then she can iron the clothes. But we pay her 250. Like 250 is a lot. And she's only here for like a couple of, not a couple of hours, but like for a few hours. And so that's the technique. So now I think I woke up by like 9 or 10, and I'm like, the maid came by like 8. And the first thing she does when she comes is wash the clothes. So I think I woke up by like 9. And I'm like, the maid has been here for like an hour, meaning that she has been washing for like an hour. And I'm like, she's probably done washing by now. And I had dirty clothes in my room, but if the clothes aren't in the basket, so all the dirty clothes in the basket, my brother or anyone takes it down and then the maid washes it. So my clothes aren't in the basket, they're in my room. So I'm like, okay, she probably has finished washing by now because it's like an hour later. She's been here for like an hour. I don't think she's still washing the clothes for like a whole hour or two. And then I go to the bathroom where the basket is, and the basket's empty. And I put my clothes in there because I was like, okay. And then, yeah, I can't remember what I ducked that. And then my mom was like, whose clothes are that? And I'm like, it's my clothes. And she told me, the maid isn't done washing. Go put your clothes down there for her to wash. And I was like, oh shit, okay. And then, because what I initially did, like I put it there. I didn't even know she was still washing. But like I said before, I don't want to interact with her. So I put the clothes in the basket. And my mom fucking tells me to go put it down because she's not done washing. And I go and do that. And I was like, ah. And when I walked in on the bathroom downstairs, because we have two bathrooms, and she was washing, she's like finishing, not like finishing up, but she's like she's washing in the tub, and she like fills the tub up, and then she puts soap and she washes the clothes. Like that's how she washes, I guess. And she like unplugged the water, so all the water's like draining down, like going down the drain. And I was like, oh shit, is she done? And she's like, oh no, I'm done washing. I'm sorry, you are too late. Obviously, she did not say like that. And I don't think she said sorry. But Cherie's like, ah, Tabora, I'm done washing. You are too late for me. What the fuck? But, like, my point is, she told me that she was done washing. And I was like, oh, motherfucker. Wait. Wait. Hold on. Oh wait, no, sorry. I almost confused this way. So then I go back and I put my clothes back upstairs. And then I was like, okay. And then now I'm going to make my food because I just woke up. And everyone's upstairs by now. And then I see her take the clothes outside. Like she's walking outside. And I was like, okay. And then I'm making my food. And she is like she's put all the clothes outside to dry, and she comes back inside, and I hear the water, like the tub filling up again, meaning that she wants to start washing again. Like the tub is filling up, and I can hear it because the house is fucking quiet. And I was like, okay, and I can hear her washing the clothes, and I'm like, what the fuck? And she's washing. And then I see her. Maybe I'm like, you know, maybe I'm just hearing stuff, but maybe she's not washing. She's just like cleaning the tub or anything. And that was what I thought. And then I see her walking out with more clothes to go outside. And I'm like, okay, she was washing the clothes. And That's not even that. She goes back and she washes again. Like, there was, like, she's literally still washing the clothes. That's what I'm trying to say. And I was just there, like, making my food. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I feel like she was kind of embarrassed because she was like, I'm finished washing the clothes. But then she is walking out with clothes. Because that's how I could, like, her facial, like, the way she was acting just gave me off that vibe. And I was just like, like, I just saw that and I was like, I mean, like, what can you say? Like, it's not even that. I just feel like if it was anyone else, she would have taken, like, regardless of if she's done or not, if clothes come for her to wash, she's fucking supposed to wash it, bro. We literally pay her to wash the clothes. We literally pay her to wash the clothes. And, like, we pay her $250 just to work. Like, it's not even like a full day, that's the thing. And if we sell her to wash, I'm sorry, but you're supposed to wash. Like, that's what we pay her for. And it's not even that. I just felt like, because it's me, I'm telling you now, bro, if it were my mom or my brother who brought their clothes down and told her to wash, she would have washed it. She would have washed it. Like, I feel like she's just taking the chances and taking advantage of the fact that it's me. And, like, I'm not gonna do anything. Like, I don't care. Like, when she passed me and I saw her wash, like, she passed me, like, 2 or 3 times taking more, like, wash clothes outside to dry. And I was like, she's still washing the clothes. Like, I was just doing my food. I think my attitude pretty gave off the vibe that I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're fucking trying to do. Like, I just did my food. Like, I just, like, minded my, like, I thought I saw her. I didn't look at her. I didn't look in her direction. I literally just acted like she didn't walk past me. Like, I didn't, like, look at her. I didn't acknowledge her. Like, she walks past me, and I'm just continuing to do my food. I didn't even look at her once. I could see her. Like, I could I knew she passed me, obviously. But I didn't look at her. She passed me to go outside. She passed me to go back inside. I didn't look at her. I just did my stuff. And then she calls me. I'm like, hey, what? And she's like, you're only doing your food now. And I'm like, yeah, I just woke up now. And she's like, you just woke up now. And I'm like, yeah, there's no point of waking up early if I'm not going to do anything. Which is a fact. Like, I don't get why you wake up early if you don't have any plans for the day. Like, if you wake up early, there's no point. You're just going to wake up, eat, shower, and then what? Like, you have nothing to fucking do. So I'm like, yeah, there's no point of waking up early if you have nothing to do. And I don't remember what else he said, but that's as far as I remember the conversation went. And then she left. And then I just, like, maybe she was trying to, like, just, like, take my mind off the fact that she's walking up and down and wash clothes after she told me that she's done washing the clothes. But I just felt like, I'm telling you now, it's probably because it's me, bro. Like, why else would she lie? Like, it's, I don't know, maybe if she doesn't want to wash, but that's what we're paying her for. I feel like she's just trying to take advantage and try and get away with as much things as she can with me. Bro, if the maid and I were the only people in the house one day, and, like, my mom basically, like, tells, because my brother's the oldest one, literally 18 years old, a fucking adult, but because he's the oldest one, he's in charge, not, like, in charge, but, like, my mom tells him everything the maid needs to do, and then he tells the maid what she needs to do and make sure it's done. So if the maid and I are the only one in the house, I'm going to be taking that responsibility, right? I'm telling you now, that maid is going to get away with so much. Like, she's going to, like, if, for instance, she has to clean my room, she's going to tell me to do it. If I have to do the plate, I can already tell she's going to try and get away with stuff. And it's so annoying. But that's that. I'm literally, like, running low on energy. I'm getting hungry. So that's why the story is becoming sloppy. But yeah, that's that. There's, like, probably, like, 1 or 2 minor encounters that I've had with her. Oh, yeah. This maid is a fucking snitch. Bro, I just remember that she, like, I just remember, bro, I go way back with her. Come to think of it, like, she just, like, I don't even know. Like, she just, even with my mom, I can't even explain it, bro. But she just goes, I personally have my reasons. If you listen to this and you're like, that's not enough reason to hate someone, that's okay, I guess. But I have my reasons. And I go way back. I just remember this, like, incidents. But I'm tired. I've been recording for like 32 minutes, so I'm tired. Those are my maid stories and why I hate the maid. So we have a new maid. Woohoo. Jolly to that. Maybe in the future, if I have the energy or I remember some more maid stories, I can tell you that. But that's basically the reason on why I don't like the maid. That's the story I've been dying to tell. And I'm gonna catch you later. I'm gonna finish this podcast whenever I do. Peace out, homies. Homies. Yeah. Peace and love. Bro, what the fuck is going on with Playboi Carti? Like, on some real stuff. Like, what is going on? Like, well, first of all, like, yesterday or the day before, this man was, like, has flooded my For You page with, like, videos of him at a con. I don't know if it was a concert or if it was, like, I think it was, like, Rolling Loud or something. I literally don't know. But he was performing, and and he was performing. And basically, like, okay, so those clips of him fucking falling off stage. Like, he's literally running backwards, and then he falls off stage. I mean, people say he jumped off, but I saw, the video from different angles. He fucking fell off stage. And also, like, I saw this other video of him, like, bro, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna post a picture that I'm talking about on my second account. It's Dilf's Lover. The ad is Dilf's Lover, for those who don't know. D-I-L-F-S. L-U-V-H-E-R, Dilf's Lover, I repeat, Dilf's Lover. But I'm gonna repost the picture that I'm talking about, and the caption is like, the drug's like beating his ass, and I'm like, bro, what is going on? Like, for real, the way this guy looked like years ago is not how he looks now, and I know people are gonna be like, oh, he grows up, this is. What the fuck, dog? Like, honestly, I don't even know how to explain. He looks so scary. I'm being dead ass. Like, if I saw this man, like, in real life, I would literally be fucking scared. Like, I literally would be scared. I'm being dead ass. Like, I'm not even joking. It's so scary. Like, what drugs can do to people. I mean, who knows if it's drugs, but obviously people are saying it's drugs. Motherfucker, damn. If you want, you can, like, follow my Finsta or second account, whatever you call it. Or literally just Google. Well, if you're on TikTok, you've probably seen, like, videos of him. But I'm talking, like, a full blown out, like, picture. Bro, that picture is scary. Like, I'm saying now, if you print that picture out and you see that picture, like, in a dark room, you will be fucking scared. That picture is horrifying. Not, like, it's scary. It's just, like, the way he looks. It's just, like, damn, bro. Like, damn. I can't even describe it. But anyways, I posted two TikToks. Ah! I love how my hair looks in it so much. I mean, you can't really see my hair, but I had, like, two strands, like, laid out in the front, and you can see the difference. I took pictures. Yeah. It's too fire! Oh, my God. Go check out my second, like, bro. Let me give you all a heads up right now. I'm gonna make a lot of accounts. Let me say now, like, if you love me, or you like my content, you don't even have to love me. But if you like my content, I'm gonna give you all, like, a heads up and tell you, like, what my account names are here. But the whole point of a secret account is not to tell anyone. Like, whoever finds it, finds it. That's, you know, it's a secret account. It wouldn't be called secret account if they want it to be known. But most of these accounts are, like, secrets or privates. I mean, most of them aren't privated, but if it's, okay, if it's in their bio, it's most likely privated. But if it's not privated, then it's public. But they're not going to talk about it. Like, I have another account, because I don't post on my main, and I have another account that I post on, and I've never spoke about it on my main ever. And that account's called Jeff's Dead, because I have another account. Like, I have so the reason why I have these, like, I'm thinking of making more accounts is because I have so many, like, username ideas, and I just, like, or, like, I see someone else's username, and I'm like, this looks so fucking cool. Obviously, I'm not going to copy. I can't even copy the username. I'm just going to, like, add my own twist to it. Jeff Wittek's daughter, aka my main account, is completely original. That literally came from me because I literally fucking, Jeff is so hot. Like, Jeff Wittek, he's so hot. I follow him on Instagram. He's at on Insta's literally Jeff. So you can find him. Bro, he is phenomenal. He has a barber shop on YouTube. He's just so like fine, like damn. So that's kind of a bit of a backstory of that. Even my Spotify is Jeff Whittick's daughter, but with two R's. I'm thinking about, oh motherfucker. I'm thinking about like making another account. Oh my God, I have so many account ideas. Like I have one. I'm not gonna say because number one, I don't want to leak it. Number two, I don't want anyone to steal my idea. And number three, yeah, I just don't want to do that yet. I'm gonna tell you once I've made the account. I only have two accounts right now. It's Jeff Whittick's daughter and the other one, which is Jeff's dad, which is the two TikToks I've made today that I'm referring to. And then I have another account that I'm gonna. Oh, I have three more accounts. Like I have three more username ideas that I have. Ooh, but there's a chance that it might be taken. But let me write it down so I don't forget. Hold up. Okay, so yeah, I wrote it down. But anyways, I just wanted to say that I filmed two TikToks today, and I just literally love how they look. Ah, it's so clean. So, bro, that account Jeff's did. Ooh, I don't even know what voodoo is going on, bro. Cause it's like a I'm new account and I've never talked about it anyway, and I don't follow anyone, so I'm not trying to get that account to blow up. I'm literally that was my mindset. Like I would post whatever I wanted because I don't like I'm not like I mean I'm talking about it here, but other than here I'm not like talking about it. I haven't posted it, I haven't done anything. The account's a secret. It's not a secret, but I'm not telling anyone. But if you know about it, you know. I mean, whoever the only people who the only public who knows is the people listening to this podcast. Yes, I've never spoke about it anywhere else. And that used to be my mindset. Like I just post whatever because I know, like I literally only have four followers, and I already know like the videos aren't gonna like fucking blow up. And that was my mindset. I posted this video, bro. The video has over like 1K views, and I'm like, how? Like you can go check my account and like literally see it for yourself. Like the video blew up, and I don't even understand how, because I don't have that many followers. I literally have four fucking followers, and now the video is doing so well. Like, what the fuck? You can go check it out yourself. The at is Jeff's did, because Jeff Whittick's daughter, and you know, Jeff Whittick, so Jeff's did. Hope it makes sense. But, anyways, it's JeffsDead. Jeff's did. As simple as that. Not a complicated account username. But on the topic of videos blowing up and videos doing well and just posting videos in general, I want to talk about the leaked blowjob video. Damn. Okay, so initially I was just gonna jump into the blowjob video, but I wanna like shade rooms and teenage drama. You know, I for one am a teenager, you know, and I am friends with teenagers and people my age who are also known as teens. And you know, teens aren't really that experienced because we're still young and we haven't really explored the world to our fullest because we have limits, and if our parents don't want, we can't. We have like a limited amount of money we get, you know, like we're in control of what we can do, but we're not in control of how we can. Okay, fuck. I thought I was going somewhere with that. I'm not. Okay, whatever. But my point is, a teenager's life is it's a movie, you know, it's always something going on, there's always something going on, and with that comes drama. I don't know a good way to transition this. I'm trying to, because I don't have anything written down or like a script. I'm literally trying to like bring the topic into the podcast, like trying to transition to the topic, but it's not working. Fuck, bro. I'm talking about teenage drama, okay? So, with the teenage drama that comes along, there's shade rooms. So, for those who don't know shade rooms, I'm pretty fucking sure you know what a shade room is. And if you don't, you can literally go on IG and search shade room and you will find shade rooms. So a shade room is what it says, a shade room. I can't really describe it because I'm pretty sure everyone knows what it is. Like it's just like they post. It's a fucking shade room, bro, you know? So our school, you know, like I was saying before, like the school every day there's always something happening. That's why like every day there's always like school stories. Our school has its own personal what's his name? Shade room. So obviously, like I said before, I'm not gonna say my school's name, but you know what? Let me think of a fancy school name. Like, what's the word? Queenston. Ooh, too fire. I swear to God, if there's an actual school with this name, this is disastrous. But that's not my school's name. It's literally a name I just came up with. Queenston's High. Yeah, that's perfect. So Queenston's High is the school name that I'm gonna come up with so that I don't have to be saying my school. I'll just Queenston's High is the name. So Queenston's High will be in place of my actual school. So whenever I say Queenston's High, sorry if the mic picked that up, but whenever I say Queenston's High, just know in place I'm actually talking about my actual school, but that's the code name, I guess you can say, for my school. So so because I said before, like, I know a bunch of teenagers my age, kids start posting screenshots of Queenston's High shade room, started following them, and they post on their story. And it's like, who the fuck is this? What the fuck's going on? Like, what's going on? This? Like, out of nowhere, our school had a shade room account. And we were like, literally, what the fuck is going on? And people are like, who made this? Like, what's going on? And they're like, where did this come from? Who came up with this idea? And like, if you're in the school, you're gonna get followed. That's the thing. But it's like, if they need to obviously know that you're in the school. So if you don't post, like, if they know who, how do I say this? Like, there's certain people in the school that you know their ads. So if they're not, like, 100% sure you're in the school, they're not going to follow you. Like, all the people that they follow are in the school. That's my point. So people are reposting it, and my friend sent me a screenshot. He's like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, like, what's going on? And, like, obviously now a shade room of your school just came, like, out of nowhere. So you're going to, like, check the account. And on this, they post their first story, first post at 10 o'clock. So now I'm just there like, what the fuck? Like, at this time, it was like 6 or 7 something. And we're just talking about it, me and my friends, a group of friends of mine. And by 10, their first post would be made. So I'm already like sleeping. Like, by the time 10 rolls around, I'm already sleeping. I'm in bed. Like, I fell asleep. And the next day, I wake up. Screenshots are just flooding my phone. One from my friend personally, another from a group chat. This is like, yo, this, yeah, they spoke about this person. This is this. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I check these screenshots, and the shade room account posted at 10, like they said they would. And so basically, how these shade rooms work is they put the question box thing on IG, right? And they ask you to, like say stuff, just say anything, like submit, I don't know what you want to call it, tea, like say something, like you can initiate, all the stuff that they say are written, like are submitted by people. So for instance, let's say celebrities go to my school, I'm just using that example. So then let's say, like, I know of drama that happened at the school, like for instance, Jake Paul. Let's say Jake Paul. Okay, so in real life, Jake Paul is dating Julia Rose, I don't even fucking know. Right? So let's say they're both in Queenston's High, and they're both dating, and it's well known that they're dating. And I saw Jake Paul kissing Riley Reeds or whatever, right? So I post, in the question box, I say, Jake Paul is cheating on Julia Rose with Riley Reeds, or Jake Paul kissed Riley Reeds while still dating Julia Rose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the shade room account is going to, like, you know, when you answer a question, they're gonna like answer it, and then they're going to at Jake Paul. They're gonna like, how do I say this? They're gonna like rewrite the question, but at the person this time. So let's say I submitted Jake Paul kissed Riley Reed while still dating Julia Rose, then the shade room account is gonna like accept it, and they're gonna repost that and say at Jake Paul kissed at Riley Reed while still dating at Julia Rose, like they at the person that they're talking about. Or if the person can't be at it, or maybe the person's private or the person's something about, I mean, they will say at, no, they'll say Jake Paul in grade, and then they'll say he's great so that you know it's Jake Paul they're talking about, which they have done multiple times. And it's like, what the fuck? And bro, there's names. Like, there's this one girl in grade 9. They said this girl, at this girl, was giving head to this one. This guy is two-timing so-and-so. And the thing is, they at them. Like, they at. They're like, at, this is two-timing, at, this is. This person is kissing this person while with this person. Like, they write and stuff. And it's like, yo. That was their first, like, post on their story. And then, like, a few days ago, they do it again. And the next day, okay, wait, I need to sneeze. Okay, it went, wait, is it? Okay, it's gone. Okay, whatever. So the next day, this was like the last week of school. And the last week of school, people don't usually come. So my friend told me one of the girls that they added, she was crying at school. This other girl, I can't remember what they said, like something. She was sick. I can't remember what they said. And I was like, bro. I mean, if it's true, the truth always comes out. Like, I don't, like, the thing is, if it's true, it's like, imagine how you would feel. Like, it's so many things would be going through my mind. Like, if I was dating someone and I kissed someone else and then they wrote my name down there, I would just be thinking, did someone see me? Did the person I kissed write that? Like, they snitch on me? Did the person that I kissed tell their friend who wrote it down? Like, you know, so many questions be just going through my mind, and it's just like, yeah, motherfucker. But yeah, like, these shade rooms are just insane, right? And this one, like, there's lots of shade rooms, but this one is like categorized, like, it's about our school. So everyone that they post about is in the school, and they even at the person. So it's like, even if you don't know the person, you can check their ads, and some stuff they post up, so you can check their posts and you know who they're talking about. And it's just like, damn. So, with that being said, there is other shade rooms, right? So, there is shade room SA. No, it's like, I think it's like teen shade room or shade room teenage, something like that. But the shade room at Queens High was strictly on my school. But shade room teens, or whatever it's called, is about, like, anyone and everyone. So, this is, like, motherfuckers from fucking any school, you know what I'm saying? Fucking King's High, you know? Like, anywhere, you know? So, obviously, the Shade Room's teens have more followers, more yada yada, because this is, like, anyone from my school and outside, like, anyone can be in this. And I've never actually been on the actual Shade Room account, because there's so many accounts. So, like, I don't even know which one's the real one, which one's the fake. There's so many accounts. But I've seen your posts. And teen shade room. Like, oh yeah, also with the, what's this thing, Queenston's High shade room, the owners or whoever's running the account repost people DMing them saying, like, yo, better delete this. Yo, I'll find you and I'll, like, you know, just, like, threatening the guy who owns the account. Saying, like, you better delete this, yo, I'll find you for this, this, this. Yeah, just, and they just, like, it's just, I mean, regardless of if you find them, the truth's been out. Oh, I remember this thing where they thought it was me. No, like, as a joke, my friend said it was me. Because she's like, oh, you're quiet in your honor sometimes. And just saying, like, you listen to other people's drama. I mean, the quiet kid always hears other people's drama. Like, sometimes I'm quiet, sometimes I'm loud. And she's like, there'll be times where I just go quiet, yada, yada. She's like, maybe you're the one in this stadium. As a joke. And they were even, like, checking my accounts. Like, I get it's all funny jokes. Like, yeah, I get it. And they're like, nah, she probably signed out. This. I'm like, bro, I don't have data. And they're like, nah, you finally got a hotspot. This is, I mean, it's all jokes. But they said it around someone. She's also our friend, but she said, like, she just told other people. And it was just a disaster. Moral of the story is, I'm not the Queenston's High shade room owner. And I literally, also the thing is, even if I was, there's people that they posted about that I wouldn't post about, because I, like, there's this one girl that they posted about. She's literally, like, a friend of mine. So, even if I was, that would be fucked up. Second of all, there's this person that I like. Not that I like. I just think they're, like, highly attractive. They post about her. So, it's, like, why would, if I was the owner, I wouldn't post about certain people that got posted. I was just like, bro, it's not me. That was unnecessary information, but I told her anyways.
So back to what I was saying, Shade Room's teen or teen Shade Room, I don't know what it's called. They are way more known than Queenstown's High Shade Room. So there was this video that got posted of this girl, you know, giving a hand. Like, the thing is, she's giving head, but she's giving head. No, so basically, I can't even remember, like, what happened to the video. Like, okay, so when I first saw it, I saw, like, a screenshot of the actual, like, someone watching the video, a screenshot of the video, and that thing was getting, like, reposted. Like, repost. I'm talking about, like, on IG. Like, they screenshot the story, repost. Someone screenshots that, repost. And you can tell, like, a lot of people have, like, reposted this and taken screenshots. And then the next story I saw on someone's IG story was a picture. I mean, a screenshot of the torch icon. And it also, that has, like, lots of screenshots. Like, you can tell lots of people screenshotted it and reposted and screenshot and repost. And I just, at the time, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I just saw it and I didn't think much about it. And then I'm on TikTok scrolling, and I saw this TikTok, and it's like, I can't even remember what, like, exactly what it is, but you're saying, like, how do you look, girls, let yourself get recorded, or this. Oh, no, it was like me watching these girls, these hands get, letting myself get, something like that. I can't remember. And then obviously I checked the comments, and I'm searching, I'm scrolling. And I found the ads of, because they're like, where can I find the video, yada, yada. And I found the ads of the IG account that's reposting these videos. And I, like, copy the comments, and I go to IG, and there it is. There the fucking video is. There's 3 followers. Keep that in mind. That's very useful information. The account has 3 followers. But the video has, like, over 1,000 views. Like, there's 2 videos. One is a clearer version of the video. Like, it's a brighter version, and the other one's a darker version. And in the video, you can see a teenage girl giving a blowjob, sucking a dick, whatever you want to call it. She was giving head, bro! I don't know, like, what term you want me to use, but you can see in the video, clearly. I'm not gonna, like, get too much into detail, like, what it was about, but in the video you can see. But the good thing that fucking saved this girl is the guy that's recording is taking from, like, how do I say this? So first of all, the guy is standing up and the girl is, like, on it. Not like she's giving head, whether she's kneeling or, like, on her legs, but she's crouched down, like, she's giving head. So that guy is, like, standing up. So he's taking the video. How do I, like, imagine you are a guy receiving head. Like, the angle the guy would see is the angle the video is taken in. So you can't see the girl. You can see the girl, but you can only see the top view, if that makes sense. If you're a girl, right? And, okay, if you are a girl, just think of the angle. If you are a girl, no, if you're a good girl, listen to this podcast. Let's say you are a guy and a girl is giving you head and you're standing up and she's, like, crouched down and giving you head. Think of the angle the guy would be seeing giving you head. And if you're a guy listening to this, think of the angle you see when a girl gives you head, right? And that's the angle that the video is in. So you can't see the girl's face because she's fucking, you know, she's giving head. But you can see her hand. You can see her, like, going in and going out. And you can see, she has braids and she's on her knees. Like, you can only see the top view. The guy taking the video is also shit at taking the video. I mean, you can see the dick, first of all. You can see her hand. You can see her mouth going in and out on it. So you can see that, like, she's clearly doing, what she was doing was clearly visible. But you can't see the girl's face. I mean, you can, but you can't, it's not a good, you can't see her face. You can't see her face. Let me not confuse you. You can't see the face. And you can see her outfit. Like, you can see what shirt she's wearing. You can see what color her braids are. And you can see that.
but you can't see her face, and that's
and I'm just thinking, the only thing that saved this fucking girl was the fact that her face wasn't shown. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it's kind of like if your nude got leaked, that's the only thing that I feel like, okay, wait, which one's worse? Nah, I feel like giving head is worse. Like, if, like, I was thinking, like, which one's worse? Like, your nude getting leaked or a video of you giving head is worse. Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, like, giving head, but I feel like everyone is taking a nude, so it's like, nah, I feel like if your nude got leaked, like, everyone gives, I mean, everyone has sent a nude before, so it's like, it's unfortunate that the person you sent it to decided to send yours. But then, like, I feel like, nah, the thing with the blowjob is she's just fucking lucky that her. Nah, I feel like the blowjob is better. I mean, it's better if a video of you giving, like, a blowjob is worse. If it got, I mean, it's better if it got leaked than your actual nude, because you're fully clothed. But if your nude got leaked, regardless of if you're showing, your entire body is fucking leaked, you know? So that's my take on that. Whichever one you decide is worse, I don't know, maybe DM me, we'll go through your answers. But for me personally, I think if a video, there's two, let's say, would you rather have your nudes get leaked or a video of you sucking dick get leaked? I personally would say a video of me sucking dick, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, so that was that. And the first time I saw the video was like yesterday in the morning, and it had like 3 followers. And the reason why I thought it had 3 followers is because obviously, like, no one wants to fucking follow this account. Like, no one wants to let themselves be known that, yeah, I've seen the video. But the account had 3 followers and over 1,000 views on the video. And people are commenting, someone's daughter, this is this. And, yeah, the guy who leaked it is fucked up. This is. Why are you letting yourself get recorded? Like, people are saying, like, yo, this is funny, this is this. But, like, obviously, like, it's, you know, some people are saying, like, yo, this is child pornography. This is, like, not right. This is someone's daughter you're posting. This is, why are you, like, recording her? This is, why are you leaking it? But then there's also people who are, like, yo, why are you letting yourself get recorded? Why are you, like, letting them post a video of you? I mean, take a video of you. Why are you even, like, it's just a mixture of different things. Some people are saying this is funny, this is, it's just like, you know, as much as I'm like, I mean, I don't think anything was funny. I mean, it is child pornography, but then at the same time, why are you letting yourself get recorded? Like, why? I said it before and I'll say it again. The only, like, the reason she's lucky is because her face wasn't in it. Like, if the angles were right or she for some reason looked up, bro, it would be over. Just like that. She's so fucking lucky she didn't look up anything. Like, bro. She's lucky as fuck. But anyways, like I was saying, like, about the follower count, keep in mind. So the first time I saw the video was, like, earlier in the day, yesterday, like, around, like, I can't remember the time, but it was, like, before 12 yesterday. And then, later in the day, I checked on the account. Wait, I think, I don't even, okay, whatever, fuck that. Anyways, wait, I don't think I saw the video yesterday. You know, I was thinking and I'm like, who's more in the wrong? The girl who lets herself get recorded or the guy who's taking the video? And I was like, the guy who's taking the video. Like, bro, as a man, the girl is doing you a favor by, you know, sucking your dick. And then you just take a video and not alone that, you fucking leaked it. Oh my God, man. Like, it's just. That's fucked up, honestly. Like, if the guy got, like, if the guy got exposed, like, who the guy was, I'm telling you, just like that, the guy would never get his dick sucked. I'm telling you now. I'm fucking putting it now. Like, if that guy's identity, or, like, maybe he said something and people can pick up on his voice and say, like, wait, I know that voice. Or if he showed himself or something like that, like,
I'm telling you, if that guy leaked himself, no one would talk anything. Just, I'm telling you now, like, no one would. I mean, and if anyone did and someone else got leaked, then you're a fucking idiot. Then it's the girl's fault. Then it's the fucking girl's fault. It's like, if someone, like, okay, I had an example, but I was like, it's kind of fucked up. But my example is like, oh, it's like if someone cheats on someone, right? And then you get with the cheater, and then they cheat on you, and it's like, who are we to blame at this point? Like, you know they cheated before. It's like, why would you get with a cheater, and then they cheat on you, and then you're upset, or you're confused, and it's like, like, what did you expect? But, so, because the video was, it was going viral, not like viral, but, like, the video was spreading, and people were talking about it, so, like, let's say the video only has, like, 500 views, and then a TikToker makes a video about that, like, they make a TikTok about the, talking about the video, and they're like, yo, where did you see the video? And then they at the account that posted the video, and let's say the TikTok gets, like, over 1,000 views talking about the video, then obviously, like, over 1,000 people are gonna, like, fucking watch the video. That's what I'm saying, like, it's just out of our control. But anyways, that was that. So once I saw the video, you know, I saw it. And on IG, your recent searches or the account you recently searched are still there. So then, now I've already seen the video, like, there's nothing else to see. I'm not following the account. And then I get out of the account and I just continue with my day. Yada yada. And then, like, a few hours later, like, in the fucking night, I check again. No, not check again. Like, I... because the account is still there by my recent searches. And I go to search something up. And the account is there. So I see that they posted a story. And I was like, oh shit, what? This account's active? Like, what? I thought the account just, like, reposted that one blowjob video and it's over. And I clicked the account. And I was like, wait, I'm trying to remember something. No. I'm getting the stories confused. Wait. Not in the night, like, in, like, a few hours after I saw the original video, like, maybe, like 2 o'clock, like, around 2 something, I'm checking, like, I want to search something on IG, and then I see they posted on their story, and I click it, and it's 5 videos, and I was like, what? And then I click the account to check the account, and there's 2 more posts, and it's 2 fight videos, no, yeah, it's 2 fight videos, I mean, it's 3, it's 1, it's 2 posts, but 1 post have 2 videos, and another post has 1 video. So, in total, there's 3 videos, but there's 2 new posts, right? And I'm watching, and there's 2 fight videos, and it's, like, a fight. I mean, not really, because... okay, fuck off. Like, it's a fight, but they weren't really fighting. And, like, they ganged up on one person. It was just, like, a mess. And then the other post... you wanna know who was in the video? No one other than... wait, I can't say his fucking name. Okay. I don't know if you recall, but, like, a long time ago, I'm literally gonna, like, search the episode. Like, not search, but I'm gonna, like, try and find the episode. Yeah, I remember I was, like, there was an, okay, so this guy followed me on IG, and I remember, like, when the minute he followed me, like, I literally had, like, a full, like, rant on it, and I was talking, like, yo, this guy has so many followers, this, like, he actually has style, this, like, I'll try and find the episode, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna find, there's no, because then it's, like, I don't know, okay, wait, let me find the episode first, and then I'll refer you to the episode, and then if what I'm saying doesn't make sense, you can go and listen back to the episode. And then I'll continue my story. Okay. What a fucking life. It's a few days later. It's Thursday, the 7th of July. Man. So, I'm back. Let me give you a little update. Okay, so, anyways. I'm on holiday. That's the reason why I'm able to be consistent with like school and shit. I mean, from my mind, what am I saying? What the fuck is going on? I'm on holiday, so that's why I'm able to be consistent on this podcast, is what I wanted to say. Bro, okay, sorry, I'm thinking about something. Okay, so on the 19th of July, wait, that doesn't make sense. Okay, wait, let me... No, it does. Yo. Bro, because today's the 7th, and then next week is the 14th. Yo! Okay. So I'm opening school. I'm opening school on the 19th of July. Now from the 7th and the 19th, you think that's 7 and 19. Like there's a big gap. That's a lot of time. Yada yada. And that's what I initially thought. Cause the thing is, my birthday is July the 23rd, and I know that I'm resuming school before then. So I knew like it was sometime around then that I would be resuming school. And then I checked the calendar, bro, like next week and then the week after that, I'm literally going to fucking school. What the fuck? What the hell? Like, it didn't even hit me that's it's so fucking soon. Bro, I like, because today's Thursday, once this week ends and then I have a full week next week and then the week after that, I'm literally going back to school. What the fuck? Oh my god, I can't believe it. Okay, so anyways, what I was trying to say in correlation to what I was trying to say. So obviously for my birthday, you know, I need to like get my hair done, you know, do myself. Shit. Bro, I'm kinda okay, anyways. Bro, so much is on my mind. Like it's okay. Obviously, so for the holiday, I wanted to like get my hair relaxed. If you know what that means. If you don't, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm pretty sure you do. But I want to get it relaxed for the holiday because I like how it is and it's relaxed. And it's easier to just, like, it's just, it's a lot easier to work with. You know, that's the word. It's a lot easier to do. It's a lot easier to style. It's just, it's a lot easier. And that was the plan. Holiday rolls around. I'm not getting it done. Like, there's no talk about it getting it done. Nothing's happening. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And then I was like, okay, so then my mom brought it up today my brother brought going to do his hair up today. So she's like, okay, we can go today. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. And I was like, I want to get my hair relaxed. Because we spoke about it like a while ago, but we didn't come up with a day where we were going to get it done. But we spoke about like how we both want to get our hair done, but we didn't say when. It was just like in the talk. And yeah, that was fine. And now I'm just chilling, yada yada. I'm in the room and my brother walks in, and I can't remember how the conversation starts, but he's like, "Mom's gone," and I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And she's like, "Yeah, didn't you know she went to go do her hair?" And I was like, stop fucking lying. I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, you thought you were going with her? And then I go and I'm walking to the garage and like I'm standing there and I'm calling out to her and there's no response. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because I thought that she was still in the house and I didn't want to, like, because the garage door makes a noise when you open, like a squealing noise when you open it. So I didn't want to open it for no reason because it's just gonna cause, like, whenever you hear the garage door open, you always think either my mom or dad are back. So it's just going to cause confusion, yeah. So I didn't want to, like, just do that. And I get no response. I'm like, call out to her. So then I open the door. Obviously, like, her car's fucking there. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, obviously, her car's going to be fucking there. So now I need to know where the hell she is. There's no fucking car. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, bro, when did she go? How did she go? Why didn't she say so? She just left. Like, what the fuck? And I was like, mother, fuck. Like, what's... And I close the door and I'm walking back and I'm like, what's wrong with this house? Like, I said it and I shout, I'm like, what's wrong with this house? Like, what is going on? Like, this house is just so strange. Like, the people, I'm not saying it like in a mean way. I'm just like, I say nowadays, but I obviously, like, it comes off as a joke, but like, I'm genuinely serious. I say stuff like, oh, try for this house. Oh, it's over for, like, what is going on in this place? Yeah, that, like, bro, what the fuck? We literally spoke about it this morning. And then she leaves. Like, what is going on? Who fucking does that? Obviously, now I'm like, literally, what the fuck, bro? Like, what is going on? Also, like, in the morning, my mom was washing the dishes with me. Bro, whenever my mom says me and my brother was wash the dishes together, I always say I want to do it together. I mean, do it by myself because, first of all, I prefer it that way. Second of all, my brother just makes it, like, if washing the dishes is, like, hard, he's going to make it, like, times two. It's just, like, way easier to do by yourself. And I'm watching with my mom, and the message that she says I must use is just goofy. Like, she says you must pour water in a bowl, and you must wash in the bowl. And I'm like, that's so fucking dumb. Because the minute you put, like, when you wash a dish, like a plate or something like that, it has soap on it. And the reason why you rinse it is to get rid of the soap. So if you have a bowl of clean water, the minute you put a fucking object that has soap in it, the entire water is gonna be fucking soapy. It's just dumb. Think of it like if you have clean water, right? If you put like one dirty thing in, the entire water is gonna be dirty. So it's just like, because now once I put one in, the entire water is contaminated. Obviously not contaminated, but it's I can't rinse. Bro, it's like, let's say you want to clean a plate. You want to clean a dirty plate with dirt. Like, imagine you have a bowl full of dirt, and you have a plate that has dirt on it, and you put it in, and you're like, why is the plate not clean? Like, the water's soapy, and she says that I must rinse soapy things in a soapy water. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, what the fuck, bro? Because she's like, oh, this is the way, this is, oh, you want to talk? Oh, you're big enough. Oh, this is, obviously, she didn't say that, but she's saying like, oh, if you had a better solution, you should have came in yourself, And I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on? The method is dumb. Like, the method is dumb. Because the minute you put one plate in, which has soap on it, the entire water is going to be full of soap. So if I put another plate in, a fucking plate that has soap is not going to, a soapy water is not, if you put something that has soap in a soapy water, the plate is going to come out still with soap on it because the water has soap and the plate has soap. So the minute I put like one or two plates in, I have to like refill the bowl of water because it's going to be soapy again. So then I'm like, try for these plates and try for this house. Like, I just say, I'm just saying the times where I say, try for this house or try for these plates. And then she's like, oh, if you had a better solution, this is. And I'm just like, oh, let's try. Like, what is going on in this place? Like, every day it's something new. Every day it's something new. Like, even today, I'm cooking my food. And my brother's like, can you do my egg for me? Because I was frying egg. Because I was also taking egg. And he's like, can you fry my egg for me? And I'm like, okay. Like, what the fuck? So we were taking ramen with egg, right? Fried egg. And I was finished mine. And then he's asking me to fry his egg. And the fucking ramen isn't even on the fucking stove. It hasn't even started cooking. And he's telling me to, like, ask me to fry his egg for him. And I'm like, okay, your fucking noodles isn't even cooked yet. And he's like, yeah, but I want you to fry it before you go. I don't want you to go and call you back. And I'm like, okay, why can't you fry it yourself? First of all. Second of all, why are you frying the egg without the fucking noodles made? This house, bro. Like, I'm saying this stuff as jokes, but literally, what the hell? Like, how and why are you frying egg? Like, where are you gonna put it on the plate? Like, what? You fry it, you make your noodles, and then you put the egg on top. Who the hell is gonna fucking, like, put the fucking egg at the bottom? Like, I was just like, okay, I don't know, like, if he likes how I make my egg, or I don't even know, for starters, like, why he wants me to fry it for him. And then he's asking me to do it. The noodles hasn't even started cooking. Like, he hasn't put the noodles in the pot yet. Like, it hasn't started cooking. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what? And I'm like, what is going on in this place? Like, what is going on? But anyways, that was my little ramble. But it sounds like my mom's back, so I'm gonna see what she has. Oh, the other thing is, okay, so initially I was gonna, back to what I was saying about my hair, I was gonna relax my hair for the holiday, and then once I go back to school, I'm gonna have braids, because when I was still going to school, I had my normal hair. So now it's like, before we closed school, I had my normal hair, and then when we opened, I still have my normal hair. So I want to come in with new hair, and it's gonna be my birthday. So, you know, I want to have like birthday hair and back to school hair. So I don't want to fucking end the fucking term with one hair and come back with the same hair, you know. So that was one of my plans, and I was like, okay, so for the holiday, I'm gonna relax my hair, and then back to school, I'm gonna get braids. And it's gonna be fresh, it's gonna be new, because it's like for back to school. So obviously when school is getting closer, I'll do it for school. And that was the plan. But school is literally in like a week and like a half or something. Literally like a week and a half. So if I were to relax my hair, I'm like, that's, I shouldn't relax my hair for a whole hour. For like, okay, I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Like, the time is too short. Like, I'm gonna relax my hair in a couple of weeks. In a couple of days, I'm gonna do braids. There's no point of relaxing it. Like, I go to the saloon like today or something, and then I'm going like in next week just to do it. That's why I was like, there's no point. But the thing is, I'm going out. I'm going out on Saturday, and I have plans next week. So what? This is just disastrous. This is chaotic. This is disastrous. This is dumb. But my mom has been gone for like a couple of hours, and it sounds like she's back. So I want to go down and see if she has braids. I'm going to be so fucking mad. Because I could have had my fucking braids done today. That's the thing. Because it's like, if I had relaxed my hair today. Because my mom goes to work. That's the thing. So I'm like, when will I then get my hair done? Meeting like with her times. Because she goes to work. Like her schedule. I'm like, how am I going to have my hair done with her schedule? So now I'm thinking, it literally would have been best if I had... I'm going to check if she has braids. Because I'm going to go downstairs and check. If she has braids, I literally could have had my hair fucking done today. Because braids takes a long time. We literally could have, like... Sorry, God. Fucking God. I don't know, though. I'm going to check. Okay, I'm going to check now. Well, I swear. If she has braids, I'm going to be actually pissed.
Yo, it is a few days later, and the next episode that's coming out, I don't even know what it is. Oh, the episode, my first kiss story, that's the next episode, by the way. Little teaser, I just recorded it today, and then I was about to post this episode, and I realized, oh fuck, I haven't recorded an outro. So here I am to do just that. Also, I unplugged the mic because I listened back to the episode, and I was like, yeah, the audio is muffled because of that dumbass mic. So yeah, that's unplugged and going on natural. But anyway, I just wanted to end this episode because, yeah, also I want to say that my mom didn't get her hair done. She went grocery shopping. I remember when I saw that, I was so happy because I was like, there's still hope. There is still hope. Oh, sorry, I got a message and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, so I'm reading this message. Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to say, peace out, homies. I am recording. I mean, I kind of recorded. Yeah, I'm about to finish recording my next episode. It's my first kiss story, and I tell embarrassing stories, so stay tuned for that. Thank you to the motherfuckers who keep listening to this dumb shit, because this podcast is going downhill, and no one is listening to my episodes anymore, and I'm furious. So, do something about that. I'm kind of bored. And I've been recording for like over an hour now because of my next episode that I recorded like a few minutes ago. So I just wanted to end this episode. I'm gonna see you guys out. Peace and love.